In Zen Buddhism, they have Satori. Satori is a sudden flash, a sudden realization. Not always lasting, but it's there, sometimes accompanied by shouting or laughter. And then you have the Chinese fat Buddha who never stops laughing. Continuous Satori. Tomorrow evening, when it comes, of course, it won't be tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, I believe there's a film that you can go and see that is a very good film. It's called Fierce Grace, about the life of Ram Dass and his stroke and how that changed him and the meaning of adversity and pain. It's kind of illustrates also what we have been addressing here. Also, if any questions need to be asked, there is no, by the way, don't want to devalue questions. No question, however, is ultimately vital. Many questions arise from the mind, but there are some questions that you feel you truly need to know the answer to, and it may not have yet come through you. If you become still enough, the answer to any question, the answer if you need it, it'll come through you. But if there should be questions, you can write them on a little piece of paper and leave them. There may be a basket or something like that there tomorrow, after the session tomorrow. And I'll look through them, and maybe a few will jump out and address them. A few will maybe questions that are very helpful to everybody, and questions that are purely mental, I may not have time to answer, nor may I have the answer to them. For example, can you describe the lives of the future Buddhas? Or who were the past Buddhas? Or what about the life on planet so-and-so? It's not vital to know that right now for your liberation. So use whatever the moment presents, both the beauty that is out here and anything else that may happen. They are all openings. The beauty too is an opening. The beauty that you see, the beauty that you listen to. Remember what we started with today? Enter Zen from there, from this moment, whatever it is. Pay attention, be alert, watch. If you resist this moment, you cannot be attentive to what is. Remember to work with the sounds. Bring awareness to the sounds around you. and sense the awareness itself as yourself. So you are that awareness, you are that consciousness, and the personal appearance, the appearance of you as a person, is a temporary disguise of consciousness. Hide and seek. Let's pretend that I'm a human, a person. Oh, that'll be fun. And let's play some dramas. Yes, but for the dramas, you have to forget completely who you are. Okay, then let me forget completely who I am and play the drama. And then you get tired of the drama after a few hundred thousand years. And then after we've played, let's wake up. Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
This concludes lesson 3.